have been a couple of changes in the law recently, a bit of government legislation changing what we think about cars, and in particular a bit of fuel pollution information. And talking to me today, I have Eivind Eistrup. Hello, Eivind.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, you are a road test editor at Auto Trader, so you know your cars, don't you?
I like to think so, yeah.
So what has been the change in legislation? Just run us through that in case people aren't aware of what's a bit different now to what it was a while ago.
Well, the legislation that's just been brought in is that beyond the year 2040, you will no longer be able to buy a car that is powered purely by petrol or diesel. You'll still be able to buy hybrids and you'll still be able to buy purely electric cars, but as of 2040, cars that are powered only by combustion engines will no longer be available.
That's quite a big step, isn't it?
It is, but the timescale involved is probably a bit of a red herring. 2040 is still 23 years away,
mm-hmm.
And a lot happens in 23 years. This is the way that the car industry was going anyway. The only difference now is that there is legislation to ensure a definite deadline.
There's actually some paperwork and a deadline on it, isn't there?
Where would we be without paperwork?
Oh, exactly. I guess what we consider now as an electric car could develop a lot. As you say, 23 years is quite a long time. So what we see now might not be what is happening by the time this legislation comes into action. But what are some of the things that people are concerned about when it comes to going with electric cars?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right in that a lot happens in 23 years. Even in the last 5 years, battery technology, which is the big thing with electric cars because it kind of governs how much range your car has, so how far it can go on a single charge, which is kind of the big thing. Even in the last 5 years, the battery technology has come on leaps and bounds, and that will the rate of progress will only kind of escalate. The things that are stopping people taking the plunge right now is that nearly half of UK motorists perceive the upfront cost of buying an electric car over and above what they'd pay for a combustion engine car.
So they're more expensive, are they?
They are more expensive, but I think it's possible that they're not as much more expensive as a lot of people think they are.
Have you got any examples of that? Like, how much would an average car cost petrol and how much would an average electric car? Or is that too...
If you look at a car like the Renault Zoe, which is one of the more affordable electric cars, I believe you can pick up an entry-level Zoe for around £17,000.
Okay.
A similar price to what you'd pay for a high-spec diesel-powered Clio, which is about the same size,
mm-hmm.
and the same manufacturer. But the cost of a car, of the electric car, is only one kind of barrier for ownership. 48% of motorists say they still don't believe the charging infrastructure to be in place to make it a viable option for them.
Yeah, that would be my number one, actually. I think I'm sat here in my radio studio looking out the car park, and there's definitely not a plug I can plug my car into.
Yeah.
And there's definitely not one in my house. So those two places where I desperately need one, something big would have to happen in order for me to plug my car in.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the case for a lot of people. But they're, you know, those things are actually fairly easily fixed. I mean, most electric cars, you know, come with a charging point that you fit at your house.
Oh, right. Okay.
As part of the deal. But I think the most telling stat was that 32% of motorists admitted that they simply do not understand the pros and cons of electric car ownership. I think that's really interesting, and it's not like what we found to not be a barrier is people don't care, because we found that people do care. Almost half of motorists care more about air pollution than they did this time a year ago, and that two-thirds do actively consider pollution when they're buying a car.
So if people want to have a bit of research, have a bit of information of what it is they need to do by 2040, which is when we will not have purely petrol or purely diesel cars, everything will either be electric or hybrid, Where can they go for that information and find out more about all that research, Ivan?
Well, all the research can be found on the Auto Trader homepage, which is autotrader.co.uk.
Fantastic. Ivan Aistrup, thank you very much for talking to us.
Brilliant. Thank you.